This past spring, Philadelphia raised the FIFA flag above City Hall. It's the flag of soccer's world governing body, a defining moment in anticipation of the Men's World Cup soccer matches coming to the Link in 2026. Now, last weekend, Philly hosted the first leg of soccer's Premier League Summer Series, and currently, the Women's World Cup in New Zealand is engaging hearts and minds as we watch Team USA defend its title as international champions. Soccer, soccer, soccer! Our resident soccer fanatic, web producer Nick Kariuki, joins us to explain the sport's trending vim and vigor. I just always wanted to use that phrase. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, Jen.
There was definitely vim and vigor at the Premier League matches last Saturday and Sunday at the Link. 105,000 fans from far and wide. And you were there. What was it like?
It was very exciting. The weather was beautiful, maybe a little too hot. And across the six games, there were 18 goals from the six English Premier League teams that were playing. There was a good representation of global superstars. There were a couple World Cup winners. Some U.S. men's national team players were playing for their clubs. And there were some big signings. The summer is the transfer window for global soccer. So some players were playing for their team for the first time.
Oh, wow. And the fans sounded something like this. Oh, my gosh. So what does a successful event like this do for Philadelphia, which is poised to host Men's World Cup soccer in 3 years?
It further cements the city's place as a global soccer destination and puts it in consideration for future events. There's big tournaments coming up that the U.S. will be hosting. There's the Copa America in 2024. That's going to be South American nations competing across the U.S. And there's the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup. That's replacing the Confederations Cup, which is usually a dress rehearsal for the World Cup. I think Philadelphia has put itself in the shop window for future Premier League events, future club friendlies, and those big tournaments.
And the importance of the World Cup coming here in 2026, this is going to impact our region economically and energetically. We will be on the international stage.
Yes, it'll be hard to ignore. There's going to be changes to the infrastructure to just accommodate needs of a global tournament like this. The teams and clubs that are coming in the next years are going to have kind of outreach programs during this weekend, before and after. Two teams had coaching clinics around the city. It's about kind of selling the culture of soccer.
Yeah, yeah. Our region has a pro soccer team, the Philadelphia Union. They did great last year. How are they doing this year? What's on the horizon, and how do they fit in with these big international showcases?
Well, the season didn't go as well as expected to start. They have picked up. They are currently now third in the Eastern Conference, and they have just started the League's Cup. They played their first game on Saturday against Tijuana. They won that. And they have their second one where they can secure a knockout round spot against Querétaro tonight.
Oh, that's great. And I guess, you know, fitting in with these international showcases, aren't some of these players going to be playing in the World Cup in a few more years?
There's a good chance.
Now, the U.S. women's team is the favorite in New Zealand in the Women's World Cup going on right now. And this has a great boost, I'm sure, to women's sports and, you know, what women's sports can be going forward. Our own Kate Scott is doing some of the TV play-by-play. She does it for the 76ers, but she's involved with the Women's Cup.
Yeah, no, it's been refreshing to hear her coverage when the matches kind of work out with the 14 to 16-hour time zone difference. The U.S. are doing incredibly. They're off to a pretty good start with a 3-0 win against Vietnam. They next go up against the Netherlands, who they faced in the previous World Cup final. So this is their toughest group opposition. Winning tonight's match will probably put them in a comfortable position to top their group.
Nick, you coach kids soccer. I imagine these big events can really motivate the kids. Kids of color in the city in particular may be getting a chance to be exposed to soccer more than ever. That sounds like a very positive thing for Philadelphia kids who might not have access to soccer. It's widely popular in the burbs, maybe not so much in the city.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's been a really good thing with these clubs coming here. They're going out into the community between their games to like do coaching camps and put their stars out there. So you're seeing a diverse array of global superstars. There were black players like Raheem Sterling, Danny Welbeck, who are out there. And I guess for children of color, that shows that this is not just a suburban sport. This is something that they can participate in as well.
Absolutely. WHYY web producer Nick Kariuki loves soccer and joined us on WHYY's Morning Edition. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer.